Hello guys, and welcome to this English program. Today in this educative show, we are going to learn how to use to and for. Before I start, let me introduce myself and show you the program components. My name's Ruben Asael Binaime. I'm from Haiti PowerPoints, and this educative show is about helping people to speak English with confidence. This program has two parts. First, we are going to learn about the grammar point about using to and for. Second, we are going to find out new vocabulary by reading. I see many English learners are a little bit afraid, get cold feet. They are feeling goosebumps about starting an English conversation. For that reason, I decide I would like to share with us some advice to learn a new language. First, study vocabulary in a selective way. When you start learning a new language, you have to study the daily word, the daily phrases. For example, to give you an idea, I'm planning to do an English conversation about presentation. I can spend time studying unnecessary vocabulary, for example, about temperature, about signs, etc. Second, read English book. When you read, you get better knowledge and find out new vocabulary. Every single word you don't know, you have to look up the meaning in the dictionary to learn in context. For example, reversal context, it's a best app to learn word and context. Practice by meeting apps, for example, Hello Global, Speak English with Friend, it's a good point app. It's very useful. You can find out partner in all English speaking country. You can also get an online class. The last step, a practice in front of a mirror. Okay guys, I wish you enjoy these advices. Now let's go back to the subject. We use to for talking about destination. For example, I go to work. To indicate time. What time is it? It's 1:45. For talking about distance, it's about 10 miles to my house to the university. Giving, I gave the book to my sister. We use to for talking about motivation or reason. For example, I came here to see you. Let's carry on with for. We use for talking about health advice. Listen to this example. Don't drink too much alcohol. It's not good for you. For a period of time, I've studied English for 10 years. For making a schedule, to illustrate that, I've made an appointment for May 1st. Agree. Are you for or against democratic government? When you're doing something to help someone, can you carry this book for me? We also use for a motive or reason. Let's go out for a drink. We function with verb plus ing. A ladle, it's a big spoon used for serving soup. Now it's vocabulary time. After college, I was on welfare for a few months. I didn't have any money, so I was really pleased to get an office job. But it was very boring. I gave it up and went to do a volunteer work for the VSO. Voluntary service overseas in Rwanda. I teach whole people and children to read and write. It's not the most comfortable of job, but it's great to be doing something I will use for once. I used a handy. I used to be a freelancer. A freelancer news reporter. It was very stressful and I had to travel a lot. I applied for a lot of other jobs with no success. So I started to think about my will in the way soccer. Now I work from home in what soccer article for press agency around the world. It's a full-time job, but I have much more free time. I am my own boss and I can get up when I want. Emma, I used to be a teacher and I work 40 hours a week. Then I saw the movie American Beauty and I thought I could change my life too. I took a course in acupuncture and shiatsu massage. It took 4 years to get qualified, but now I have set up my own business. Shiatsu, it's a very popular these days because people are so stressed and you can earn pretty good money. 5. Find phrase and the article that mean to be unemployed. To be unemployed and the text to be unemployed that mean to be on welfare. To stop working means give up a job. Words that is unfair but it's important for you to do. It's a voluntary work. To ask for a work position means to apply for a work position. Work that you do all 5 days. It's a full-time job. To study or train means to take a course. To start a new company means to set up your own business. Okay guys, I wish you enjoy this program. I looking forward to seeing you for the next occasion. Thank you.